Surrey City Council awarded more than $10 million in public works contracts on Monday. All told, the contracts recommended by city staff amount to $10,159,121.88, with a collective spending limit of $10,993,383.3 involve parks, recreation and culture projects, and the fourth is for paving. Among these is a contract of $4,171,674.96, $4,410,000 spending limit, for Liberty Contract Management Inc. to design and construct a covered sports court at South Surrey Athletic Park. The designing is expected to begin May 1, 2025, with construction to be completed by July 2026. The construction of a new covered outdoor sport court in the southern portion of the park will provide an all-season outdoor amenity for multiple sports, such as lacrosse, ball hockey, and pickleball, explained Lori Cavan, Surrey's General Manager of Parks, Recreation and Culture. Next up is another Parks, Recreation and Culture Department award, to Wilco Civil Inc., of $2,391,216.45. $2,630,338.10 spending limit, for reconstructing and otherwise improving an existing rubberized track as well as track and field facilities adjacent to North Surrey Community Park. The rubberized track is one of three BC Athletics endorsed running tracks in Surrey and an important amenity for hosting sanctioned competitive track and field events, Cavan stated in a corporate report to council. The track is also well used by the general community for walking and running. The existing rubberized track is at the end of its useful life and is scheduled for replacement in the summer of 2025. It's anticipated the track replacement work will be completed by September. The third Parks, Recreation and Culture Department recommendation before council on Monday was to award a $1,720,950. $1,893,045 spending limit contract to XL Turf Limited to remove, recycle and replace synthetic turf on two fields at Newton Athletic Park, home to 11 full-sized soccer fields, five of them synthetic. The field replacements are expected to be done by the end of August. Cavan noted XL Turf Limited will be sourcing the synthetic turf carpet from European manufacturers. Meantime, Surrey's Engineering Department recommended that Council award to Pavex Paving Limited a $1,875,280.47 contract, $2,060,000 spending limit, for local road and overlay paving at various locations throughout Surrey. Scott Newman, Surrey's General Manager of Engineering, stated in a corporate report that there are 209 locations requiring final pavement overlays, roughly 43 lane kilometers, and that the work is expected to start in May and be done by September. The construction package related to this contract consists of pavement overlays at 58 of the 209 locations. Additionally, the contract includes repaving local roads to maintain a state of good repair, Newman explained.